right now, boys and girls. We want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Yo, dudes. It's been a while. It's BAM here, and I'm with Chad. We just finished Ming Hags, and...
Not we, particularly.
Well...
You finished Ming Hags with right. Your crew who's working on it.
But Deco and... Deco's at the beach, celebrating, I guess, with his chick, and Novak's on heroin, and he really, it's so bad. And
Novak, it's bad for him right now?
It's the worst I've ever seen him.
How could that be possible?
Because Franz called the rehab in Scranton, and Novak was like, yeah, I got out early because I was doing so good. Franz calls the fucking rehab in Scranton, and they go, dude, we kicked him out because we found heroin pills in his bag. And
At the rehab.
And Novak was like, somebody planted him in my bag. Like, why would anybody plant heroin in somebody's bag? They'd either do it or sell it.
Sounds like a junkie to me, man. I mean, is there any hope? I mean, how much hope are you holding?
Dude, it's the 12th time he's in rehab, and he's one of my best friends. I am giving up. I'm done. I should just buy him a gift. Well, he just sold my fucking $20,000 watch that I gave him.
A $20,000 watch?
I bet you got a grand for it, too.
Yeah, probably a quick dope, dude.
I just heard that. Fucking asshole.
Well, he seems to be on a constant streak of fucking up, that's for sure.
I know. And I can't take it anymore. I'm giving up.
Fuck it.
I really am. And on top of that, I just drove from the fucking beach... In the pouring down rain in the Lamborghini, and it's ruined.
What? You didn't put your hood down?
It doesn't have a hood.
What do you mean?
You can't do it.
There's no roof to your Lamborghini.
There's a roof in the trunk, but I took it out because when I bought it in California, they said, everybody who I've sold this car to has never put the top on, and if you know what you're doing, you could put it on in 30 minutes, but if you don't know what you're doing, it'll take an hour and a half. What the fuck do I need to be on the side of the road... In the pouring down rain, putting on a fucking hood. So I just powered it out and drove home in the rain. My ear hurt so bad because I had rain and wind in it. I was passing cars, 5 cars at a time, on a double yellow road, going 110, and I don't even have a fucking license right now. I get it back in a week.
Well, you've been driving around with no... How did you lose your license?
Because of me going 167 in...
All speeding tickets?
Never. I was passing people on the shoulder without a seatbelt. They gave me 5 tickets at once, so now I lost my license. I get it back in a week. Big whoop. But
you've been working a lot. There hasn't been a Radio BAM for quite a few weeks.
It's because we were doing Ming Hags and fucking Verizon chopped the wire on this very radio show.
Yeah.
Fixing something else. They didn't do their research, and they chopped through the wire, so that's
so
why.
We haven't been able to go live for a few weeks because the telco unit has been down, so that's getting fixed. But, you know, hey, here's a new episode. Bam, you sound a little more mellow and, I don't know, maybe beat from work. Like.
Well, the thing is, I found out Veins of Jenna was playing at Atlantic City, so I drove up there. I didn't even see Poison or Rat or anything, and they were, like, asking me to stay. And I was like, I lied. I said, I have a flight to go to L.A. at 7 in the morning tomorrow, so I have to leave after Veins of Jenna. And I'm really going to California tomorrow, but not today.
Well, you told the truth on the radio. I mean, it's a short lie.
I love telling the truth on the radio.
Yeah, you do a lot of
it's
that,
it's like
man.
Therapy.
There's a lot of fucking people... you know, on TV and do what you do, who'd never fucking admit the shit you admit, man.
Because who cares? Like, what are you going to do? Like,
I don't know. Has it lost you any work? Has your management been like, bam, you can't say that. Don't say this, dude.
Oh, who cares?
Me as your manager, I would tell you to not say a whole lot sometimes. But, you know, you get away with it. I don't know. You've talked about drugs you use. You talk about, I mean... Fucking the sex with your wife. You talk about all types of really crazy shit. Like,
Well,
you know, and your fans are so fucking young. Like, are they learning that shit?
I mean, the only people, dude, I'm telling you, like Bobby Dahl, the bass player from Poison, he has Bobby Dahl, I think. Yeah, he has a 10-year-old daughter. Her name is Zoe. I just picked her up, put her on my shoulders, and started walking around with her. She had the best time ever. I only get along with like little 10-year-old girls. If it's a boy, I hate it. I think that they say fucking stupid shit. They don't make any sense, and they're, like, obnoxious or boring.
Well, it could be because your ex-girlfriend had a young daughter. Maybe you know it from that.
And that's the thing. Like, yeah, Elle was fucking awesome. She was 11 years old, and I feel like I'm a better parent than some fucking businessman who just looks at a drunk dude on the side of the road and says, see that? He's bad. He's not bad. He's probably a nice dude. Like, even if he's on meth, he might be a nice dude. But, like, I would tell her, like, meth keeps you awake for 3 days and it rots your teeth. If you want to do that, then that's your choice. I'm not saying not to, but you'll figure it out on your own. If you tell somebody, like, Phil told me when I was growing up, like...
Yeah, everybody wants to know how they brought you up to, yeah, I mean, you're still alive. You've kind of done everything that I can think of.
Your parents
smile all day long and watch you do it and support you the whole way. It's like everybody wonders how they did it.
Well, I didn't even drink until I was 21. The first time I ever drank at all was when I was on a Toy Machine tour. I was 18. I was skating in Wisconsin or whatever. I flew home to go see my girlfriend, Michelle. It was senior week.
The Elf.
Ocean City, Maryland, yeah. And I drive up there, and she's fucking humping some ass fuck. His name is Nick. It was the biggest disaster. I had to drive home 3 hours. I was, like, ready to drive off the side of the road and just hit a tree.
So what I was saying was, like, how did Phil get you... Did he tell you not to drink until you're 21?
No, he said do whatever you want. Abe was like, don't cross the street during rush hour. Phil would be like, cross the street during rush hour. Just look both ways. I'll be like, all right, Phil. Mm-hmm. I listen to Phil, dude.
Well, I mean, Abe says a lot. You have to listen to her, too.
She's always
talking. So you can't...
I don't agree with her thoughts.
You have to agree with
her. I agree with Phil's thoughts.
Yeah, I think both your parents are really, really cool and really nice. A lot of the world likes them, so, I mean, everybody wants to know how Jess turned out so mellow and like, seemingly normal, and you kind of were the opposite a bit.
It's because I got to deal with all this bullshit. Like, I just had to deal with fucking 3 cars at the gate last night. I was out to dinner with Missy at some Mexican place, and 3 cars from England show up, and they ring the gate, and it went to Phil's cell phone. Phil's like, he's not here, you guys should just leave. They're like, we're not leaving until we see Bam. So I call Hane, who lives a mile away. He comes up with a fucking shotgun, pulls up at 60 miles an hour to a skidding halt, and goes, get the fuck out of here. You just woke me up out of a deep sleep, and I'm fucking pissed. And then they were like, oh, they're all apologetic. And then he's like, all I want to see you do is start up your 3 fucking piece of shit cars and back the fuck up and get the fuck out of here. And I actually called the police, too, but Hane kicked him out before the police showed up.
Hane is a scary guy, dude. He's very intimidating.
Well, thank God he lives right near me.
He's in the Shock and Terror video behind one of the monsters. Remember?
Is he?
Yeah, we shot the...
Yeah, he is, yeah.
He shook around one of the monsters in that video.
Yep.
So you've been doing a lot of work. You're totally worked out. Your mind's all over the place. How do you focus on Ming Hags while you have...
I'm just glad I'm done.
What are you going to L.A. tomorrow for?
I have to have 4 meetings about Dream Cellar and tell them that Novak's all muffed up.
So the movie's down the tubes now, or is it on hold?
Well, he has a book that's coming out, and he's supposed to go on, like, this tour all through America and say how, like, he did this and it's not good. But if he's on it, then how's it, doesn't make any sense. Like, he's on heroin, and he's telling people that this is what he did and it's not good being on heroin. Why the fuck are you still on heroin?
So the book is full of lies in the end? Or
no, the book
end that. Hey, I'm still on heroin. Thanks.
The book ends.
The book ends. Give away the end, but
well, I'll give away the end. Right. The book ends as I did heroin and it sucks, and I realized that like being sober is the way to go.
It's bullshit, though.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. He's back on it.
Well, he has no control of, man. That fucking drug has killed so many of my great friends and musicians that I've played with. It's you know, it takes over somebody. And you've heard it so many times. I mean, it's hard to relate, I guess, unless you're doing it. And then you can't even relate because you're barely human. You know what I mean? Like, it's not necessarily Novak himself. It's more like the drug.
And the thing is, you know, he wakes up in the morning and there's at least 1 minute that goes by to where he's like, fuck, I just sold Bam's $20,000 watch. I should call him. Well, shit, if I do heroin, I won't care. And then he'll do it.
Yep.
And then not care.
And
but at least 1 minute goes by in the day where he's like, fucking hell.
But that makes him do more shit, dude. Like, the only real way to get somebody like that to stop is really fucking, you know, watch him 24 hours a day, lock him up.
And that's, I'm not going to babysit his ass.
Yeah, I understand, dude. I mean,
and he's truly, I think hard, and I'm like, I think my best friend is probably Novak or maybe Hannah, because I've known Hannah since I was 3.
Hannah's righteous, dude.
Yeah. But, I mean, I'm watching my best friend fucking kill himself, and it sucks.
It totally sucks.
It was worse. It's worse now than how he was when he first started doing it at 15.
Well, because you can only do it for so long before it's, you know, really taking you straight to death. So he's like almost like a walking corpse right now.
He wound up in the hospital twice in a fucking week, overdosing, and he calls me up and says, Bam, it's been twice that I've been in the hospital after 1 week, and I've realized that I have a problem, and I'm going to rehab. Then that's when he got caught with the heroin pills in rehab, claiming that somebody planted it in his bag. Why would somebody plant it in the fucking bag?
He's been on heroin for 12 years? I mean, that's 6 more years than my friends made it. You know, all 3 of my friends pretty much dropped dead. One shot himself in the head because he couldn't get off of it, you know, on Christmas.
It's like the term hair of the dog. Like, you're basically waking up sick from drinking beer, and then if you just have another beer in the morning and power it out, you'll feel better. But if you don't do it, you'll get all hot and cold and hot and cold.
Oh, you get fucking terribly ill when you do heroin for a long period of time.
Booze.
And then if you don't do it, well, booze less so. I mean, I think heroin really runs your fucking system, and you can look it up. I mean, it's just,
even cigarettes. Like, I had a pack and a half last night at the fucking Veins of Jenna show. Woke up, my throat hurt so bad. As soon as I had another cigarette, I feel better now. What the fuck?
That don't make any sense.
No, it does.
It does?
And I'm gonna show you.
Okay, he's smoking cigarettes. Do you feel like you're developing a cigarette addiction?
I'm not really addicted to anything. I just do it.
Have you been nervous lately?
Nervous.
You feel nervous about shit? People smoke cigarettes sometimes because they're nervous.
No, I don't give a... The thing is, I don't give a fuck, really. Like, I'm telling you, like, I was in a pool last night in the Lamborghini, soaking in rain.
In the Lamborghini? In a pool?
In a convertible. I was sitting in water, like, a foot high. And Missy was, too. And I'm passing people on a double yellow line.
It filled up that much?
It was pouring down rain. I gave up.
It was raining bad.
I pull in the Duffers in the pouring down rain.
Gruffs.
I just go in. I go to Gruffs, and I go and just sip on a beer, and they're like, you know, the bartender's like, you know it's pouring down rain, and you have a convertible Lamborghini, and it's outside. I'm like, yep, the damage has already been done.
That's the Lamborghini you were going to go and put, like, tar on the outside, weren't you?
I was going to cover it in a black primer paint.
To make it look like a total piece of shit.
So it looks like a Mad Max car.
Well, fuck. I mean, I guess people will be like, yo, nice. Never mind.
But the thing is, I just don't fucking care. If I wrapped it around a tree, I would just say, Phil, get me another one. And then I would have another one. It doesn't matter.
Well, I guess it don't matter if you have unlimited money. I mean,
right.
If you had unlimited money, would you still be working as hard?
No. Dude, I grew up across the street from a fucking shit factory, and I had a 89 Buick Regal that Boof gave me for free.
That's what that smell was, huh?
Yeah.
I thought it was you guys.
Dude, I remember, like, I had a pair of Airwalks with a hole in it, and my sock was hanging out of the hole, and it was wet out, and I'm, like, walking around with this fucking hole in my shoe, and I'm like, I can't even afford new shoes. And, like, Phil worked at a bakery, Abe worked at a hair salon, they couldn't even pay the fucking bills. And next thing you know, like, Everything changes, and then, like, I turn 21, I wind up with a fucking Ferrari.
Yeah, yeah, you wanted a Ferrari, though. I mean,
that's all I wanted. I even in fifth grade, Abe still has a letter that I gave to the teacher. It says, when I grow up, I'm going to meet Tony Hawk and be best friends with him and have a red Ferrari. And then I had one.
So you accomplished, like, you know, if not all the things you wanted to.
Yeah, I already did it all, and I'm over it.
So then now it's time to kind of think about new things, where you want to go with that. I mean, I understand what it's like with CKY. I think, I mean, we kind of, man, I feel like we did everything I ever wanted to.
You know? Yeah.
And, you know, what more is there? I mean.
And that's the thing, like, I just like stupid things now. Like, for real, when this radio show is done, the only thing I'd probably want to do is sit out on the top deck that I just got furniture on and just sit there, look at my yard, smoke a cigarette and drink a beer and talk to you.
Good, you fucking deserve that, dude. I mean, you really do. You fucking work hard. Anybody who works hard deserves a fucking second to take a fucking break, man. Everybody I know lately is so fucking stressed out and just like nobody knows what to do with themselves. I gotta be doing something, gotta be doing something, gotta be doing something. And, you know, but it's really hard to fucking chill out.
I could honestly say that I don't have to do fucking anything anymore.
I'd like to see if that's possible. You say you can do that. You say you can go out there and sit and chill out.
Oh, I would be bored to tears.
Yeah, you would.
But I'm saying I don't need to go work to go make money because I don't care anymore.
I mean, when you say you don't care about what? I mean, you don't care about...
I don't care about, like, people wake up in the morning to go do shit, whether it's, like, painting a fucking wall to make money or whatever. Like, it doesn't matter. Like... Look at Ming Hags. Like, I've been wasted for maybe 30 days now. Like, wasted. I wake up, and then I just, like, sip on a beer. Then some asshole give me a shot and say, hey, man, I like what you do.
This past month, I've seen you sober probably, like, 2 days.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's times, but...
Is that how you want to continue it? I mean, you're in your 20s. If anything, any time's a good time to, like, you know, fucking rock that hard would be in your 20s.
I'd rather rock and fucking roll than, like, watch movies on a Tuesday.
But you just said you would, after this radio show, go chill out on your deck. Now, you can rock and roll.
I'm trying to do it. Missy's, like, trying to change me. I got pissed about it.
Well, you say she's trying to change you. I mean, is that... a negative thing, or is that something you
well, it's for the better. I get pissed at the time, but, like, for instance, when I was with Jen, I would watch the sun come up, we'd still be awake, like, drinking beers, and people would be over. I'd fight with her, she'd push me off, I landed on my neck on the fucking pool, yes. And I thought she was gonna jump down and be like, oh my god, are you okay? She threw a fucking glass at me and goes, fuck you, and then, like, storms off in my car, wraps it around a fucking tree, like, disaster, you know? And Missy would never do that, and she goes to bed at, like, midnight, and I'm like, why the fuck are you going to bed so early, you know? And it's annoying at the time, but, you know, when I wake up, I'm like,
sounds like
it's for the better.
Sounds like you're coming to terms with growing up, dude.
Well, I'm 27.
You know, you're not 30. When you're 30, you're going to probably know. When I hit 30, things kind of changed. I felt older.
But, I mean, you look at... I just watched...
When I was 28, I did more drugs and fucked up more than
right.
I ever
well,
did.
Well, you have to.
When I was 28.
If you don't in your 20s, you're going to regret it later because you're not going to know. And I watched CKY1 the other day because these kids dropped off a fucking video... just like CKY1, and they bit it the whole time, and it was just half-assed. And Missy's like, well, they're just kids. I was like, I was a fucking kid, too.
Yeah, you're
they're
right.
17, Missy.
They should be more
I'm
talented.
17, and I made CKY1 and sold 1 million fucking copies. So yeah. Now what?
Yeah, you said...
And she's like, yeah, they're just kids. I was in high school. I made it with D. Camello. I looked at D. Camello, and I said, he's talented. I want to work with him. And I saw Darren Miller, and I said, Jess... You need to make him break up with This End Up and start a new band with him because that dude's talented.
Well, you did. You took your friends. You found all the unique talents and differences in everybody, and you stuck them in a movie, and you really did a fucking good thing for everybody. Everybody you know respects you for that. You know, we've all had a great time over the past 10 years. You know what I mean? It's been a lot of fucking fun. Fun ain't over yet. I mean, you know, people like Novak, you know, maybe can't appreciate that the fun ain't over yet, and he's already destroying it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, don't you think that you're going to have a lot of fun in your 30s, or do you think by the time you hit 30, you're going to be obeying everything Missy says? And you know what I mean? It's where do you want to go? Do you want to have kids? You said you'd be an awesome parent.
If it was a daughter, that
you
would be cool.
You can't make the choice.
Dude. I know. I can't deal with some boy kid. I don't want to teach him how to do kickflips, dude. Fuck it. I don't care.
You think?
I never got along with a boy kid. Every 10-year-old girl that I've met...
If it was your kid, and you knew the baby from being born till he was, you know, you'd think it a little bit differently.
Maybe, but as of now, I only get along with, like, 10-year-old girls. And I really want to hang out with them and tell them...
Yeah, I don't know much about little boys either, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I meet them at the concerts, you know what I mean?
They're just annoying. They say stupid-ass shit. Or else they don't say anything at all, which is even more annoying.
Or do you think you were pretty annoying as a kid?
Oh, I was hell, and that's probably why I don't want to deal with it, because I know that I was hell.
When you watch old videos of yourself, like in CKY, are you like, man, what an asshole?
Well, CKY, I was 17, but if you want me to watch a video of me when I was 8, I'd be like, shut this shit off. I look like a fucking fat homo.
So, when you're proud of everything up until...
I was maybe...
9?
15. I was fat at 14, and I didn't know it.
So I remember back in the day, what used to piss you off was, like, Narocco from Big Brother would say, hey, remember when you were fat?
Right. Yeah. Well, I didn't know it. And you know what? Like, Phil tries to say that, like...
It was baby fat, dude.
No. Phil tries to say that it's in your genes. It's in the Margera genes because everybody's fat. It's not genes. It's
dude,
fucking...
you should make Margera genes. They'd sell like mad.
Dude, they go to the cheesesteak joint every day.
Right.
You know, like, you can't do nothing and have a cheesesteak every day. You're going to wind up with a fucking big-ass belly.
If you
skate all day long and, like, watch what you eat and have, like, fucking carrot and salad, which Phil doesn't have, you know, then he'll be skinny. But he chooses to have cheesesteaks.
Yeah, you think it's in your family's genes? It probably is in your genes.
No, there's no such thing.
There's got to be, because it's a fucking thyroid thing.
No.
A weight gene.
The gene is that... They're the Margeras living in Linwood, and they're trained to go across the street to the cheesesteak joint and get a cheesesteak.
So
they think that that's supposed to be your meal. When you wake up, your meal is a cheesesteak. No, it should be a fucking salad or maybe water.
When you were younger and you were 8 and you were overweight, you think it was because of all the cheesesteaks you ate? Or all the cheesesteaks Phil ate?
It's because Phil would order fucking Italian hoagies and pizzas, and I would eat it. And then I would probably eat an extra slice that I didn't even want, but just because it was there, I had it.
And ate cooks, like, constantly.
Right.
Right.
And they always have food available.
Yeah, I was starved as a child.
And the Margeras are fat because of that.
I was starved.
They're not fat because their last name is Margera. They're fat because Ape has food on the table every given moment.
Well, you know, I was kind of happy that when I met you guys in 97... I was fucking eating out of trash cans, like, literally fucking. I had nothing, and I'd go over to your house, and your mom would, like, always cook, and that would be the fucking coolest thing in the world. I was like, man, I'd kill for this kind of
life. When you had that every day, you're like, what the fuck, man? Like,
I know
you're always eating, and I skated, like, 5 hours a day, and I still had, like, a belly. I'm like, what the fuck, man? And then when I started dating Michelle, she made a joke one time, like, chubby skater or whatever, I lost all that weight so quick. And it was to the point where even the guy who owned Tampa, his name is Brian Schaefer, he called me up and apologized about it because I got so skinny so fast and he thought it was because of him.
So you seem like a little, you know, obsessed with being skinny or fat. Like, what is it that makes you hate fat so much? Like,
because every Margera is fucking fat.
And is it a worry for you that their health is not well because of it?
They just don't give a shit. Even Kevin. Kevin was called the skinny one out of the Margeras, and he's now fat.
Well, he drinks all day long, right?
And does PCP.
I don't know if that makes you
PCP.
Fat. PCP! Has he really done it? I thought that was a joke.
No, I'm not joking. I never lie.
That's true. You don't lie.
I have footage of him doing it, and he won't admit it.
How do you have footage of him doing PCP? Like dipping a cigarette into something fucked up?
Okay. He showed up at the Hook Bar when we were filming Ming Hags. He was an extra in the background.
Yeah, I seen him in it.
Shows up completely normal. Everything's fine. Goes to the bathroom for 10 minutes. Comes back out. Glassy eyes. Can't make sense. Drooling out of his mouth. And then when he walks outside, because I called Phil.
It's
not
a social drug. It's kind of crazy to do that.
Right. And I called Phil, and I said, you need to come and get your brother, dude, because he's fucking tripping out on PCP. He's like, Kevin doesn't do that stuff. I'm like, Phil, wake up to the real world. I'm like, your brother's on fucking PCP, and you need to come and get him. I have it on film. Phil comes to get him, boofs with him, and they take Kevin. He walks outside. It's broad daylight out, and he goes, holy shit, it's the next day already? It wasn't the next day. It was just 3 hours later.
Yeah, PCP can fuck with your time, dude. I got laid.
He thought he was in the bar all night until the sun came up, and then he went out and Phil rescued him.
But it had been like a half hour.
3 hours.
Yeah, man.
It's on film. I remember it. I watched it.
Drugs can fuck you up, man. That's why I say just like, you know, smoke pot until it bores the shit out of you. That's about it.
That just makes me want to go to bed, and I get all weird and don't make sense.
Some people, I mean, you and Jesse don't like pot. No one in CKY likes pot, except for me. Other than that, we'd be like High Times represented. But, no, fuck, man. I mean, all I know is my fucking friends chose different drugs, and they weren't into pot either, but I'm still alive, and I'm still working, and I feel really good about it. Fuck, it gets boring, you know? I don't fucking ever get as stoned as I used to when I first started smoking pot, and it was really great when I first started smoking it. Now it's kind of an excuse for a second to just get out of wherever my head's stuck and, you know, twist me up. Maybe beer does that for you. Like, if your head's stuck in a spot, you just get to a certain point where you need your mind switched.
Well, I figured out this triangle that, you know, if I film a movie and then I go skating, and then I edit, and then I film a movie, skate, edit. It's like a triangle, and I never get bored. But then I started to get bored, and I hyperextended my arm, and I've been seeing a chiropractor, and it won't fix itself, and it hurts so bad. And the township's trying to tear down the fucking ramp, and I haven't even got to skate it yet. And there's nothing wrong with the ramp. They just say that you don't have a permit, and you need to take it down. I'm like, fuck that shit. It cost $120,000, and it's a perfectly normal thing. They're like,
is it an insurance issue?
Well, they would say, you need to put a handicap ramp on it. It's like, if you're handicapped, you don't deserve to be on top of the ramp. It's for pro skaters. The only people that I have skating the ramp is if you're sponsored or a professional. I won't have some random dude skate the ramp. Like, being up on a 40-foot... the roll-in itself doesn't even have a railing.
It's a township law local to here if you were close to Westchester.
They want
to
single me out. They're singling me out because I'm not 45 years old and own horses. I'm a skateboarder that's 27.
What about a contribution to the township? Doesn't that help? Seems to help everyone
else. MTV offered them $50,000 and they turned it down. Fucking idiots. They look like assholes in the fucking paper.
Yeah,
they look like fucking assholes. And you know what? They're going down in flames. You know what? Anybody who's listening right now, on August 7th, I'm having a court date in Westchester at the courthouse. I want every motherfucker to show up holding up signs supporting to let me fucking film and do what I want to do. And fuck it, let's just cause a disaster.
Or cause, you know, that's how things get changed. I mean, like, in France, anytime the people have a problem with anything, they go into the streets and they proclaim it, and shit gets changed. I mean,
it does, because it's just a bunch of people in a little fucking township making the rules. Why can't M. Night Shyamalan film a movie here when...
He did.
No, he tried, and the township said no, because if he gets to film, then that means that Bam gets to film, and we're not going to let that happen. It's like, I feel like I'm living in fucking West Germany in the 1800s, and Hitler's the fucking mayor.
Yeah, and you pay your ass out in taxes.
Right.
You fucking pay for everything.
I'm living in fucking West Germany.
You fucking buy local, you fucking... I mean, what could that do bad for the township anyway?
I don't understand.
It's done great for
They're just
us.
Fucking so just, assholes.
Like, tourists, like, all types of young tourists coming from all over the place to come see Westchester. Before that, fucking, I never even heard of Westchester, and I live 45 fucking minutes away. I mean, you really brought a lot of fucking tourists into town. You brought money into town.
And look at the town now. Before, there was just the restaurant and the bar. That's what
it's
it was called.
Now,
the restaurant and the bar. Now there's fucking 19 bars, and every kid comes into town, and it's like a happening town. It looked like Coachville before.
Well, it's up to... I mean, they gotta realize...
Like, why can't people fucking appreciate it?
You're not gonna be young forever. You're gonna become, you know, older, and you're not gonna fucking be forced out of the township. You'll end up on the fucking board, and you'll fucking be...
The only person in this township that hates me is the bitch across the street. That's it. There's all this trash.
Get on the township board, dude. Let's all...
But I'm going to L.A. tomorrow. There's probably a meeting tomorrow, and I can't make it. And they think that I'm an asshole because I can't make it to my own township.
Remember that run for Bam for President Element campaign in like 98?
Yeah.
You should fucking actually run for office in your township to get your...
They all own cows and horses, though. They'd turn me down.
No, dude, you get voted in by the public.
Well, I could win the public over in Westchester when all my fans and shit show up holding up signs. Dude, I'm telling you, man, I can't take it anymore. I feel like I'm living in communism.
If you're not going to be part of the government, then you're just going to listen to what they're telling you. You're going to end up, you know, just another part of the system that gets forgotten about and sent bills. So you want to change the laws. You want to make things happen. You don't agree with these things. You think you're dead right. That's the fucking perfect reason to get involved.
I am right.
You are dead right. So
why, if I bought 14 acres, I don't even make payments. It's paid in cash.
Mm-hmm.
And why the fuck can't I film on my property? It's like I'm a professional skateboarder. Well, Shaquille O'Neal is a professional basketball player. He has a basketball court out in his yard.
It's probably the structure.
Why can't I practice? Tony Hawk has a fucking ramp on his yard. Why does he get to skate and practice, and then I have to go do a demo in front of 5,000 kids with Tony Hawk, and because I live in Pocopson, I can't practice on my own fucking ramp, and they won't let me film it either, because if I film it and I do a cool trick that I just invented, then I'm going to make money off of it, and they're fed up.
So the guy down the street...
They're fucking assholes, dude.
The guy down the street can't film a fucking movie and then be successful with it? They're going to tell him he...
Dude, they don't know what...
They sell video cameras to everyone, but you got to know where you can use them?
Yeah, like the neighbors, the Ergolines across the street, they just had a wedding, and they filmed it, and... You know, that's fine, and they had a big thing, and everything's cool, and they had a band play. But if I have a wedding at my house and have a band play, then it's going to wind up on TV because people want to see it. They don't want to see the fucking Ercolanis. Who cares? You know, but my shit winds up on TV, therefore I get money from it, and then they get pissed off because I'm making money off of my wedding.
Yeah.
Those assholes,
it's
dude. Fuck them.
It's probably six fuckers. And they're probably close to death.
Five fuckers, and they're close to death. And the bitch across the street... Her husband just left her because she's such a minging ass bitch. And, you know, like, think about that. Her husband left her, and she's like 60 years old, and he got so fed up that he left.
He left half
and,
the cash
and she,
with her
she probably is walking around thinking she's still right. You know what? Put all this on the radio. I don't care. I want everybody to hear it.
Well,
I swear
I'll
to God.
Take out the name.
No, don't even take out the name. Fuck it.
All right, well, I'll take out what I just said about taking out the name.
Yeah.
So, nah, but fucking dude, that shit's been going on forever though. Like, you've been here for many, many years. You're broadcasting a radio show from here. Is that a problem? Because it's audio.
Well, and you know they're trying to bust the township's trying to bust my balls about this very radio show. It's not even live. We're pre-recording it and then we send it to New York City and they put it up in satellites.
At this point, because fucking New York City won't bring us a fucking goddamn ISDN unit.
Right, but there's probably been more than 60% pre-recorded shows than actual live.
Yeah.
And they're trying to say that I'm making money from my house because I'm going live. Well, if you show up with a tape recorder and hit record in the fucking kitchen and happen to hit play and then we put it on the radio a week later, well, is that making money? What's so wrong with that?
Yeah, they better fucking take everybody's podcasts away from them. You can't do no more podcasts in
your house. The township just doesn't know what to do.
Yeah, there's no answer. That doesn't even sound like a real... they don't have a fucking real case, dude. I'm sure there's every fucking way around it. You read that shit yourself, man. You'll find stuff in there. Who's doing it? Your one lawyer?
I have three.
Really?
Three working on this stupid shit.
Fuck, man, I'd like to take a look at it, because I'm sure there's a fucking way around
it. It's all bullshit, and it's just five old cocksuckers in a fucking meeting.
How old are they?
Making up 75? The rules of the township of Poughkeepsie. That's all it is.
You guys have lived here all your life. You know, I mean, like, what the fuck is the problem?
The problem is, I'm not 70 and I don't own horses.
But you will be.
I'm 27 and I own a skateboard ramp, and they're pissed.
Well, you know what? If you keep fucking working, you tell them you're going to buy all their fucking horses.
Right.
And you'll make sense.
And the bitch across the street, if she wants to fucking control the whole township like it's goddamn West Germany, then buy all the property so you can control it like West Germany. You can't have me buy a piece of property, 14 acres, pay for it in cash, and then get fucked over and then say that I have to take shit down and I can't film and I can't have a radio show and I can't edit. I have a computer that fits in my house. Why the fuck would I go to Westchester and rent some property so I could edit my movie?
Yeah, it is.
If I could edit it in my house, then I'm going to edit in my fucking house and fuck the township. It's so bullshit. Yeah,
it does not make any fucking sense. I mean, I went through the same shit with having a studio, you know.
God
what I mean?
Damn it.
It's fucking, you know what it is? It's like, you have the money, so I think they're looking for maybe some type of cash out of it.
We've offered $50,000 to them maybe to film, and enough. They still turned it down. And I hope everybody in this township hears this, so they realize
that... brought everybody a flat screen, you know, in this township?
There's still a railing. A tree fell on a railing on this very road and wrecked it all. And they still haven't replaced it. It's been 2 months now.
That's fucked up. You paid your taxes.
If I gave them $50,000, it would be fucking fixed the day it happened.
Yeah, you probably gave them $300,000 in taxes. So fuck it. This whole idea of the township getting involved, people would say to you, why don't you just move then? They don't
I
do that here.
I ain't going anywhere.
Right. So it's principle.
I am here to stay.
You like it here.
I don't like it here.
Well, you like the fucking place you live. You like to go to the fucking bars you like to go to. You know the fucking
right.
roads. You know what fucking stores you want to go to. Your family's down the street. Your fucking friends are everywhere. There's no fucking reason you should have to leave.
But they actually said to a friend of mine at a township meeting, which they don't know who it is, and they said, we're trying to run that kid out of town. Well, he's going to show up in court on August 7th. And say that they said that, and I'm going to prove that they're singling me out because I'm me, and I'm not some fucking horse owner that's 45 years old. And I'm going to prove
it. And you ain't a fucking kid, either.
Right. And you know what? I had Slayer play the first day I moved in, which was muffed up and rude, whatever.
Having Slayer play.
But they still hold it against me after 3.5 years. Because they're still like, you had Slayer play? And then they accuse me of having a crash-up derby outside when we filmed it at Ara fucking Saffa Farms.
Right.
We filmed it at Ara Saffa. They don't even know what they're yelling about.
It doesn't sound like that.
You're having a crash-up derby. It looks like the backyard, but it's not. It's Ara Saffa.
You must get so many fucking random new letters of this, that, and another.
And then they print it in the paper.
So is the court date about all of this shit? When is it again?
August 7th.
August 7th in Westchester or in Poughkeepsie?
In Westchester at the courthouse, and I want every motherfucker there.
In Westchester at the courthouse, there will be a hearing for Bam to either be able to do what he wants on his property.
Show up with signs saying, let Bam film what he wants to film, let Bam skate his fucking ramp, let Bam live his fucking life, because I'm living in West Germany, and Hitler's the fucking mayor.
Who the
Let's
fuck
play
is,
Turbo Negro,
Who
dude.
Is the mayor?
Turbo Negro. Yeah. This is Hank from Hell, track 6. Do you like destruction? I do.
Fuck yeah. Feel it.
was Turbo Negro. You recording?
Yes, I am.
Well, that was Turbo Negro, new one. I don't even think it's out yet, dude. But I got it.
They gave me a copy in Norway when we play with them. They're really great dudes.
They're awesome.
Yeah, man.
It's
one of the fucking really best live rock fucking bands, like pure rock and roll. Ween's one of my fucking favorite live rock bands as well, but Turbo really fucking slams that shit, man. Well, whether you like the fucking music or not, it's a fucking party. When
Turbo Negro's rocking and rolling in Norway, and then Chris Cornell says, clear the tea room because I don't want to make eye contact with anybody. It's like, who the fuck are you, dude? And yeah. I can't believe I sat next to him on the airplane the next day.
Believe me.
It gets even better than this.
No, the fans know. They've been fucking playing that episode for the past 3 fucking weeks.
Listen to this. I was at the Veins of Jenna show at Atlantic City last night, and this fucking minging-ass bitch who was like 28, must have had freshman 15 because she had like love handles and shit, and she was with her friend and she was like complaining about how loud it was. Don't sit in the third row if it's too loud. She's holding her ears like this and just like rolling her eyes in the back of her head, so miserable.
Oh yeah, I love picking on.
I was like, Missy, I'm gonna go dump a beer on this bitch's head. She's like, don't do that. I'm like, let me write a note then.
I turn people around like that from stage. You see a fucker like that on stage, you fucking, you know, you stare them right up until they change their fucking attitude.
I wrote a note and I delivered it to her in person. And it said, you should just kill yourself because you're a cranky little bitch.
Yeah, man.
And I gave it to her. Then people recognize me.
I think at a lot of concerts, that's what people do.
Here I am taking pictures for 10 minutes. In front of this girl, 10 feet away, after I just delivered a note that said you should kill yourself because you're a cranky little bitch, and I'm fucking taking photos with everybody right in front of her. Oh, I was such a slap in the face. I wonder if she even stayed to enjoy Poison because she had a Poison t-shirt on.
Oh, that's why it was too loud.
Well, if you're here to see Poison, don't show up at 7 o'clock to see the other bands.
Look what the cat dragged in there, huh? Little bitch.
Yeah, a minging-ass bitch.
Fucking crybaby bitch. Well, fucking, you shouldn't go to a rock concert if you think it's going to be loud, or if you don't know it's going to be loud. If it's not loud, maybe it's not a rock concert.
You know, and you know what? That bitch has probably never done anything cool in her life. She probably never had any thoughts of her own and tried to show other people. She just, like, goes to other people's things and complains about it all day long, and she doesn't do anything cool. And I hope 5 months goes by and she wakes up in the morning and thinks about the note that I gave her, because I delivered it to her in person and I looked right at her eyes and I go, this is for you.
Did she know who you were?
Yeah. And then I took photos, so if she didn't know, she damn well knew after that.
You see, you're forcing change, dude. Bambi, he don't give a shit, man. Like, look.
And you know what? I think it's for the better.
It is. You gave a shit. Like, fucking, you
she
go out
needs
there
to
and
know
give a shit.
She's that fucking bitch who shows up at the concert and holds her ears in front of the third row. Get the fuck out of the third row then, you stupid fucking bitch. Yeah. And I had to deliver a note, dude.
She wasn't getting crushed, nothing a problem. She was just kind of taking up space.
And her friend was, like, co-signing and stuff. And I could tell that the friend knew that she was like a cranky little bitch, but she was like a fat friend too, so she was just sitting there agreeing. And I gave the note specifically to the girl on the right.
Maybe she forgot her tampons and just squirted all over her panties.
You know what? I gave her that note, and I hope I changed her life. I really do.
Yeah?
Because I hope she wakes up and be like, man, I am that cranky little bitch. I really am.
People say you've changed their lives. I read that, you know, I read that about a lot of fucking people. I mean, fucking Nicole Richie changes motherfucking people's lives. Why not? But you've changed a lot of people's lives. Does that mean anything to you? I mean, like, people have said it to me. It's hard to really even understand necessarily. You know, good for them. I guess other people have changed my life. Like, you know, like, Gigi changed me a bit. And, you know, fucking everyone I know has changed me. But do you think, like, changing her life and... You know,
it needed to happen.
Do you feel like you've changed other people's lives and that needed to happen?
Do
you think you fuck people up? Like, you say you got that copycat CKY video, which I've seen so many for fucking so many years.
Well, I fuck people up, yeah, because there's these fans out in front of the gate of my house, and I don't like people showing up in my house. Like, if you want to come to Westchester and try to find me...
I doubt they'd like people showing up at their house.
Right. Well, if you want to find me... go to fucking Iron Hill and sit outside and sip on a beer and hope that I either walk or drive by. Because if you show up at my fucking house, this is my house. This is the only time I get to, like, relax. And I don't...
Show up with Let Bam Film t-shirts.
So anyway, I pull up. There's kids at the gate. I look at this 12-year-old kid, and I just go, fuck you, private property. And then I open up the gate, and then I drive on, and then the gate closed.
You think he wanted that, though?
I don't know.
Like if I went over to Johnny Rotten's house from the Sex Pistols,
I don't care or know.
I'd expect to be harassed and kicked out in a perfect way. Maybe this kid wants to be told off by you. Fucking, instead of doing that.
Yeah, but he's like at the gate, get like a vicious calling the gate, talking to somebody on the phone, trying to get in. I don't know you. You're not getting in. What the fuck do you want? What do you want? I want to meet Bam. Well, fucking fuck off.
Maybe the township's sending people to piss you off.
Probably.
That's fucking annoying.
Either way.
Set up a nasty dog.
Either way, I looked at a kid that was 12 years old, and I said, fuck off, private property.
Well, there's nothing wrong with telling them.
Fuck off, private property is what I told a 12-year-old who came here to see me. He was probably from Michigan or something.
I've definitely told a few 12-year-olds to fuck you.
And you know what? I don't care anymore. I don't fucking care. Don't show up at my house. Don't ring my fucking gate. If you want to show appreciation, show up on August 7th out front of the courthouse.
August 7th?
I'll bring audio t-shirts and Element shoes and fucking...
Is it August 7th?
And I'll throw it to all the crowd.
August 7th?
August 7th. It's coming up quick.
What day is that?
A
weekday, probably.
You know, I don't even know what day today is.
August 7th, so look it up, man.
I'm serious. If you ever wanted to come down to Westchester, August 7th. Oh, I forgot to say this. I'm having a fucking Ming Heg's private premiere on August 7th at night. I'm having the court date
That's
in the
perfect.
Daytime.
Yeah.
Then at 8 o'clock at night, I'm having a Ming Heg's premiere. So if you want to see the fucking film that's the best thing I've ever done since, well, Jackass 2 was pretty good, but besides that, I'd say
I think
best
it'd be
film.
Better than Jackass 2.
Jackass 2 is pretty hard to beat.
It's got the sig vote. Better than Jackass 2, I think.
No, that's a hard film to beat, dude.
You like it. I mean,
we went for it.
This one, you fucking... Dude, you've stressed so hard for the past fucking many months.
Well, I gotta deal with the bitch across the street. That's why.
You're just mad about everything, dude. And this film has gotten you... Like, you've been up editing, doing fucking crazy hours... Non-stop busy trying to do these things. It's your own fucking cash and a lot of it. And
I swear to God, if I don't hear me say this right now on the radio, put all of it on. I don't care if you... When you said that you were going to edit something out,
yeah,
don't edit it out. I want it in there. I don't give a shit. I really don't.
Okay.
Good.
So, fucking... Hey, man. Westchester, August 7th. There's going to be a force change now rally.
Yeah. Dude, let's make it a fucking party. Show up with signs.
Where's
supporting
the Ming Heg's premiere?
I'll go sip on a beer after the court thing, and then we'll go to the premiere at Sykes Hall.
You're saying where it is?
Sykes Hall at 8 o'clock.
Wow, dude. Who's allowed in, though?
People who buy tickets at Fairman Skate Shop.
They have to buy them in person at Fairman Skate Shop.
Or over the phone. You just got to pay for it somehow.
That sounds like a sellout.
I don't know.
No, it'll sell out. Not like a bad thing. A good thing.
Oh, it's going to be crazy.
Yeah, it should be, man. I can't fucking wait. Is it even done, though? I mean, I know you have to do the sound.
There's some special effects that still need to get done.
So you're showing a rough premiere.
That's the thing. Like, if you get in to see the rough cut, then, like... Yeah. It's officially cool.
So, like, well, they get to fucking be the test audience, and then
right. Shit
changes if, you know, it gets a laugh or it doesn't, you know, maybe you learn from the audience that night, right?
Right.
That's cool, man. Yeah, maybe we fucking... Fuck it.
And you know what? I'll chill with everybody, dude. Just fucking hold up signs and prove that I'm living in communism.
Well... Yeah, support. What the real thing is just like fucking freedom in America, and that's what you're supporting. So
it's not freedom. I'm living in fucking communism.
People would say, but Bam,
Hitler is across the street.
People would be like, oh, Bam, you know, you make so much money, stop bitching, blah blah blah.
Yeah, live at my house and see what.
But when they don't let you do your work, it's like fucking saying to a farmer he can't grow his fucking corn. You
right.
Know? It's just.
But I'm not growing corn. I'm riding a skateboard and they're pissed. Well,
that's the fucking comparison I made, you know? It's different than riding corn.
Oh, I've learned so much about living in this fucking shitty, shitty township.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man.
But you should learn how to get part of it and make the change. I'm thinking about going down to my township board and getting fucking part of it because there's a lot of problems in my township that I want to fucking change as well. I mean, when you buy property in a fucking town, you want a fucking town that you want to live in. So if they're making it hard,
they don't even know what they want. They're like, you could film reality, but you can't film an actual movie. It's like, well, what's the difference?
Well,
like,
somebody's backing all these people who are saying the negative things about you. And there should be somebody to back you. So if you got people backing you, they got people backing them.
People backing me. I'm going to have a fucking army outside.
You should be out there.
I'm having an army on August 7th at Westchester Courthouse, a fucking army. And I am going to bring...
Make signs and t-shirts.
And I'm bringing boards and shoes and t-shirts and throwing them to everybody, and then we're going to go sip on a fucking beer, and then we're going to go watch Ming Hags at Sykes Hall at 8 o'clock. I want you there at 4 o'clock. I don't know when
let them show up when
God
they want.
Goddamn fucking
let them come from everywhere. It's kind of freedom in America, man. I mean, you got to be free to work on your own land, man. If that's what the issue is, fucking let it happen. Fucking force the change, baby.
America the free. Bullshit, dude. Hitler lives across the street.
Wow. I heard he died.
It's a bitch.
But, well, do you want to fucking,
let's hear that new Ween song.
Yeah. Speaking of it, it's pretty fitting.
Don't worry about it. Just play it anyway.
No. Okay, here we go.
There's allowed to be mess ups in this show.
Sure there is. Fucking, so this is, I just saw Ween 2 nights ago. At Princeton Park, they did a free concert, and they played this fucking song. It's off the new Friends EP. It's I Gotta Put the Hammer Down, and that's what's going on August 7th in Westchester, baby. Here we go.
It's right there.
All right, go ahead, Bam.
I'm just saying, I'm fucking pissed, dude. I really am. I don't care. I obviously don't care because I haven't been on the radio in 2 fucking weeks.
People think you don't care. That's the funny thing. It's like, people are like, oh, I'm canceling my series. And then they're saying, like, you know, they expect to show every fucking week. You know what I mean?
Well, sometimes there's problems, dude.
Dude, you do a fucking lot of work. Everybody's fucking busy. Like, fucking, I engineered a show. I'm making a fucking CKY record right now. Sirius doesn't have a fucking ISDN line here, and shit was fucked up. So, if you're fucking goddamn a fan of the show, stop your fucking bitching, dude. We're fucking doing as many shows as possible. Bam Bam's here doing a show right the fuck now. And you should be fucking happy about it. Don't be bitching.
I'm with Novak with back on.
Well, he's not.
He's on heroin. He's going to die. So go send him some fucking flowers, okay? Yeah. And another thing, if you want to fucking support me, show up on August 7th, and I'm dead serious. Show up with fucking signs. Show up at the courthouse of Westchester.
More protests.
I want to protest, dude.
Louder protests, more protests. I mean, this is the kind of shit that gets me excited.
I haven't been pissed this long. I'm fucking pissed, dude. This township is West Germany, 1800s.
So you want a peaceful rally with signs?
I want to be able to do what I want to do, and why the fuck should the township try to stop me, dude?
What is it you want the kids to actually come and support?
I want them to support the fact that to let me film what I want to film.
Let me skate
when I want to skate. Like, I have to skate, dude. I need to fucking practice. If I'm going to do a demo in front of 5,000 kids in Montana with Tony Hawk, then I need to skate my fucking ramp. And they say, well, it's doesn't have a permit and it's dangerous. No shit, it's dangerous. You have to be a professional to be up on that thing. You know, like,
is it the type of person that you are that you think that they don't like, or what?
They're singling me out. I have so many witnesses, I cannot wait to go to court. I really can't. August 7th, I'm going to court, and I have 5 witnesses to prove that they're fucking stalking me.
Is that a public court?
Yes, anybody could go.
So, basically, the amount of people that can get there early enough can possibly come in to the courtroom, since it is a public hearing.
It'll be a disaster.
I mean,
good.
I mean, it's a good cause. You wouldn't be going to court. You'd say, oh, you guys are right. I'm fucked up. Let me take the ramp down. Let me stop filming. Let me stop fucking doing radio shows.
I'm keeping it.
Yeah, you fucking don't want to change for fucking.
And my arm's been hurting. I haven't even been able to skate the goddamn thing. I've been hurt with my arm, and I've been sipping on beer for like the past 2 weeks.
No excuses, dude.
Well, I'm just saying.
Put the hammer down.
I've been going to a chiropractor. He made it 60% better, but it's not better.
You should see Gina about it, dude. Massage therapy is really good for that shit. Massage therapy is fucking.
Didn't some Arabian try to get a jerk off hand job from her?
No, that was years ago. It's not that type of massage.
I know, but the Arabian wanted a jerk off hand job.
Did she tell you that?
Yeah, she did.
That's gross.
Yeah, she was like, "I'm not going to do that." And then he got up and threw the money on the. On the table.
Some douchebag from Island Records was some fucking head of promotions was over there getting a fucking massage. She's massaging him halfway through. Like, Island Records. Oh,
wait, is this real?
Yeah. She's massaging, and this is my girl, and she's like, well, you know, Chad is my boyfriend from CKY. He's like stiffened up like fucking hell.
Wow.
His massage went out the window
How did he get a massage from... He was from
because
Island
he's
Records?
Out of fucking. My girl works at this fucking premier ass fucking like hot like expensive ass brand.
Is it the one where Jess got me the wedding present?
Yeah.
So, that place. That's so close to your house.
Yes, it is. I can keep.
I'm supposed to stay the night there twice.
Stay the night. Yeah, you should, dude. You got it, fucking. Hey, man, try that. Could you sit still? You were saying you wanted to go sit on the porch and chill out. Why don't you just take Missy out and do the bed and breakfast thing?
Because I'm going to L.A. tomorrow. There's always something to do.
Oh, yeah, L.A., dude. So are you going to go to the Rainbow and shit?
If I do, it'll probably wind up being a disaster.
You're doing 4 meetings about one book?
It's also about, you know, this other movie called Adrenaline that I want to do. And, you know, just random fucking meetings, like 4 of them, 4 or 5.
So, you know... You have a lot of anger and shit like that, so why don't you put out a CKY5 that represents all that?
Because I'll get sued in the Pocopson Township for fucking filming here.
Why don't we do what I've been trying to say for years? We take it on the road and film, like, with the whole crew, 2 buses. We get along. We try. I mean, I know there's, like, people missing from the crew at this point.
It's not the same.
Someday,
I'm over it.
We should do it, man.
I'm over it.
It'd be really fun.
As a matter of fact, I'm so over it.
I knew you'd fucking have to play a song after that.
Yeah, I'm over the show.
I just want you to fucking take some anger out in, you know, on film, dude. This is on the radio. Like, let's go fuck shit up on film.
Well, I'll show you Ming Hags, and then you'll fucking put a smile on your face. But
well,
besides that,
a smile
I
on
want
your face,
every
dude.
Motherfucker.
The fucking
August
Coops?
7th. Yes, track 8
again.
It's the best. I'm so addicted to it.
You are. We don't know how
it kicks
long.
In so hard.
We don't know how long the show's ran so far.
Who gives a shit?
I'm just talking about CKY5 because everybody wants to know about
well,
it.
Well, tough luck because it ain't happening.
Mm. What if I finance it?
I don't give a shit.
Ugh.
I ain't doing it.
Right. I mean, we can do a whole new fucking...
I'm not 17 anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not 17 anymore, and this is the Kooks, and this makes me happy at this point in time.
All right, man. So this is a fucking Kooks on track 7. Is it Bam?
Listen to this. It's awesome.
Track 7?
Yeah. No. 8.
Oh, 8. But August 7th.
August 7th, track 8.
Okay, quick ass. August 7th, see you in Westchester.
I wish I bites my lip and call away from you, my little one. Oh, from you, my little one. Don't come too close. You don't wanna see my ghost. You're a sin, but I'm betrayed by you, my sweetheart. And don't you think that you went too far? And do you want to see my heart bleed? Before you, you and him. You know my heart beats, and all of us, we're going out tonight. We're gonna walk all over your car. The Kooks are out in the street. Oh, we're gonna steal your skies. All of us, we're going out tonight. We're gonna walk all over your car. The Kooks are out in the street. Oh, they're gonna steal your. I'm sorry, I let you go. Oh, I let you down, I let you down.
What is that noise?
Professionality, good night.
Radio Bam. That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 4 p.m. Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.